painting to photography, from beadwork to woodworking. KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University presents Artbeat. Artbeat highlights the work and accomplishments of local artists from in and around Winona. Support for Artbeat is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Today on Artbeat, KQAL's Brianna Klaparik visits a Winona artist who is accompanied by her faithful animal companion during the interview.
Hi, I'm Mary Solberg. I live here in Winona. This is my sidekick, Skylar. I'm a contemporary figurative artist, and I'm currently getting ready for a solo show, so it's a good time to come and visit me in my studio.
Mary creates her work based off photographs she or her brother, also an artist, has taken. Mary creates colorful images coupled with the use of a Renaissance approach to the everyday person or animal using gold leaf. This artist will give us insight on the history of encaustic art and modern day application, and much more. Keep listening to find out all the mediums Mary uses and her technique she applies to create art that really stands out. You're listening to Artbeat.
Do you want to tell me a little bit about your past education or work experience?
Sure. I have a degree in fine art, and I actually ran a land surveying company for 15 years. And so that took a lot of my energy, so I wasn't able to do much painting, but I did open a gallery during that period of time and supported a lot of other artists, and it was only about, 8 years ago that I could really start spending more time painting myself. I sold the business, so I really got started again in life recently doing my artwork. So
I guess you've always realized you had an interest in art.
I always had an interest in art. It was always my first love for as long as I can remember, really. I always enjoyed it, but I never thought I could really have a career out of it, so I went another path career-wise, but I'm trying to do it now.
Was there a certain time or event in your life that made you realize that you wanted to do art before maybe you took on the other?
I don't remember like a specific, moment, but I have always been drawn to art. I've always loved to go to galleries and museum, and obviously I'm influenced by the Renaissance. Yeah, I guess it's just something that I've always been interested in. My parents also enjoyed art. My dad, actually, I found out later in life, I didn't realize he had quite an aptitude, artistic talent himself, and he's now passed away, and we found some of his early paintings.
Interesting. Yeah. So you say you just found that out about your dad. Did you have any other family members that were really into art?
I have a brother who is an excellent artist, but primarily a photographer, and a lot of my work comes from his photographs, actually. He does a lot of nature photography, so he's a big influence on me as well. His name is Jim Solberg.
So what's your process like when you're starting a piece? You say you've done some from photographs from your brother. Is there a certain way you go about almost every piece, or is it different every time?
I'm a really big collector of photographs and images, online images. I look at a lot of other artists. I mean, a lot of times I'll come in the studio and I have no idea what I'm gonna do. Sometimes I have a really good idea, but I go through all my images, and what strikes me one day may not strike me the next day, but then I always work from a photograph. I also take my own, I use models and take my own photographs, but I don't work from life that much, just because I'm kind of aware of the person and their comfort level, and it kind of, makes me a little uncomfortable in the ability to just kind of be free with it.
Right.
I use the image as the basis of kind of a feeling I'm trying to evoke, so it isn't always about dead-on realism as much as it is about what I'm trying to, I guess, say.
Do you want to talk a little bit about the materials you use?
Sure. This show is primarily, I'm doing oil pastels and gold leaf. I use a lot of different media myself. I use acrylics, oils, and encaustic. A couple of the pieces are encaustic that are going to be in this show. So I use a lot of different things. The kind of oil pastels I use are a specific kind. They're actually designed for Picasso. They're really like oil sticks. You can really manipulate them. And that's really my favorite thing to use.
Do you want to explain a little bit about encaustic?
Sure.
I know a lot of people know about that.
Encaustic is an amazing process. It's 4,000 years old, way back in the time of the Greeks. They used it to actually paint their ships. They use it actually to protect the ships, and then they realized that they could pigment the wax and paint it. And so, just had these amazing painted ships at the time that are written about in Homer and the Iliad. And then later on, the Romans did their funeral masks in this encaustic.
Okay.
So that really, the portraiture was so realistic that the technique was so amazing that really you haven't seen anything like it again until the Renaissance. So I just started studying it. Basically what it is it's hot wax mixed with a little bit of Damar varnish, and it's heated on a pallet or stovetop or whatever, and then you keep it molten and add pigment to it, and then you literally paint it on with a brush. The thing is that, of course, it dries immediately. Mm-hmm. Then you use a heat gun and you kind of can, manipulate
it.
People use a lot of different techniques, irons, and so there's a lot of different ways of approaching it. But it's just, you can put things in it, you can add oil to it. It's an amazing thing. It's great.
I'm
by no means
accomplished
at it, so I want to do a lot more work with it.
So. Okay, so you work with encaustic, oil pastels, and paint. Have you always worked in that style with those kind of mediums, or have you had experience in other fields, like back in school maybe, or before you started?
I guess I always have kind of been figurative. I'm just drawn to that, to the faces and to the, the sort of the texture of the skin. And I mean, I have done some more abstract type work, but I always come back to this,
It's kind of your niche?
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of gold leaf in your paintings. What drew you to use that type of material, and how do you go about applying that?
That's really influenced heavily by the Catholic iconography. I was raised Catholic, and I actually really love the imagery and how it looks, and the idea of the icon as being the sacred, elevated saint. And my sort of take on that is that everyone is sacred. There's sacredness in everything. So I sort of select people, animals, items that I want to elevate myself. So I use that kind of convention of the gold leaf. Plus it actually, one of the reasons I use gold leaf was to sort of illuminate the paintings, and it does actually help do that, so.
I was just going to ask about the sizes you work in. Do you have a preference of working large scale or smaller scale?
I definitely like to work larger scale. In terms of the portrait type of stuff, I like it to be at least life size, if not bigger. And I actually prefer working really huge. I'd like to work much bigger. That's what I want to do. And sometime I'm going to set up in the pole barn and mm-hmm. just do huge work. That's what I hope to do.
Okay. Yeah, there are a few of your pieces that we saw with kind of an arched frame and some ornate wood.
Right.
Frames, what brought that on?
It's just trying to achieve that sort of, gothic look. And since I can't really afford to have these kinds of frames built, I'd love to design frames that I want. But I've either had some panels and things built by my niece is a framer, and she's also works well with wood. But I found some of my gothic arches and things. Like, some of them have been holding mirrors before, and I found three panels, I think it came from like a Perkins or something, at this kind of junk store, and they were great. I find a lot of them, and then I have them made usually by my niece.
Do you work on canvas a lot, or wood paneling? Is there certain?
I do both wood and canvas. With the encaustics, I definitely work on board. It would crack if you used it on canvas, unless you were doing it really lightly.
Do you finish or start and finish a work, or do you have a lot going on at one time?
I'm usually working on more than one at a time. I'm really good at starting pieces, and then I'm all inspired and I start a piece, and then, when it gets down to the sort of nitty-gritty detail stuff, I'm wanting to start another one. I have a lot of them going. And then, like in the case of getting ready for this show, I'm kind of doing all the gold leafing at one time, so I'm doing the stages of everything. So I'm working on 17 right now.
Do Do you have any specific artists you look to when you're working? Or is it just kind of keeping tabs on people you've
I actually, there's a lot of contemporary artists I'm really influenced by and interested in. There's definitely a new figurative movement out there, and a lot of really great artists. I mean, Lucian Freud, who just passed away, Mark Ryden, Scott Holloway, Laurie Early. There's a lot of names out there, but I'm also very influenced by the Renaissance and the artists from that period.
Do you work on commissions a lot, or mostly something is inspired by you and then later shown or maybe purchased?
I do both. I've done a lot of commissions, mostly portraits, and mostly I'm able to kind of do what I want to do with it, which is really fun. Sometimes it's very much dictated what they want. So yeah, I do definitely do commissions, but you know, mostly I just do what I want to do and hopefully it sells in a gallery or...
Do you think that you're able to do that now because you've had a previous occupation, or do you think starting off in a career like this, you could
It's difficult. I mean, I won't lie to you. My husband is my best patron. It's starting to change for me. I am selling more work. Could almost, you know, make it on just the art. And I probably would do more commercial type things if I needed to do that. I think a person can make a living during art. I'm not going to say it's easy, though.
Have you had pieces you haven't finished before, or do you...
Yes. Yeah, I definitely have. Or actually where I've taken... there's one painting I started. It was my great-grandmother and her six sisters, and they had been fishing, so they were holding fish. And I started that painting, and then I left it for probably a couple of years, and then came back and finished it, and then somebody bought it, so...
Great. Do you ever... just paint over something completely?
Yeah, I do that a lot. I just decided I'm not feeling this, and I'll just paint gesso right over it.
Okay.
And in the case of the wax, you can kind of melt it down and scrape it off and start over. So I actually do that a lot.
Do you save the wax then when you scrape it off, or is it
pretty... It's kind of muddy by that point. You know, you could probably use it for texture or something, mm-hmm. but I have a big thing that I just... glop it into. I'm not sure quite how to dispose of it yet, so.
Right. Do you have any pieces that you regret letting go?
I don't regret it. I kind of, you know, that the one with the grandma and her sisters, I kind of would have liked to had, but I never regret selling, you know. I love it. I love getting it out there, and it's a real validation of what I do, so no regrets.
Here's kind of a little bit of a fun question. If you could show with any artist, alive or dead, who would it be?
Wow, that's a huge question.
Well,
what just comes to my mind is Odd Nerdrum. And he is a contemporary, he's a living artist, he's Norwegian. His stuff is sort of macabre, but it's so beautiful. And so masterful. I think he's one of the most masterful artists living today. So if I could have a show with him, that would be great.
Okay. What does he work in normally?
Oil. He's also figurative. I enjoy seeing it because it's very intense stuff. And I've been fortunate enough to actually see his work, you know, close up, and it's just amazing.
So would it be to kind of assimilate it? Not contrasting, but the same subject matter kind of and techniques.
I used to be super, super colorful, and he's very kind of sepia tone. So I've kind of been influenced a little bit. I guess you look around and probably think, not really. I'm kind of, you know, influenced by that. I think some of his injuries are a little more macabre than I want to be.
What do you think the artist's role in society is today? Or maybe what it should be.
I think that the artist speaks a different kind of language in that you can say things through the medium. I think an artist is just like anybody else. You should be aware, you should care, you should know what's happening in the world. And if you can make an impact on that, or at least in the way you live, using your materials, whatever. I think the artist has always played a really important role in society. And usually the artists, they kind of portend the future a little bit. You know, they kind of show when there's things over the years, when there's a revolution coming or war in the air. I mean, the artists is talking about it and showing it and putting out some controversial ideas through their medium that kind of withering off here. The artist is an important part of society.
Tell me a little bit about this upcoming show that you're having.
Yeah, it's in Lanesboro, and it opens August 13th. There's an opening reception from 6 to 8, Lanesboro Art Center. It's a solo show. They have a whole back area of the gallery that's devoted to solo shows. I was asked to submit a proposal and accepted, and so the show will be up for a couple of months. I'm actually really excited about it. I've done a couple solo type shows before, but I would say this is the biggest one I've done where I'm doing all new work for it. And so I'm pretty excited about it.
What's the motif or theme for that, or is it mostly just a showing of your work?
I'm actually calling it Everyday Icons. It's a continuation of the same theme of people, animals, and things that I want to elevate in my own way to this sort of heightened level. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about, and having this show is a little bit of a stepping stone for me to sort of break out, and I just can't wait to start a new body of work. I have to finish this one first, though.
So if people want to learn more about you or your work and talk to you, is there a way for them?
Yeah, I do have a website, and you can contact me through the website, www.marysolberg.30art.com.
Okay.
And you can reach me and you can look at my work.
Sounds great. Well, thank you for letting us interview you today.
Well, thank you for coming. Appreciate it. Mm-hmm.
Thank you again to Mary Solberg for inviting us into her studio to talk about her art. A reminder that Mary's show, Everyday Icons, can be seen at the Lanesboro Arts Center August 13th through October 16th. You've been listening to Art Beat.
Art Beat is written and produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. Visit us on the web at kqal.org.